This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Do you have legal questions? Listen now to The Law Lady. Get empowered and informed with Angela right now here on RFM.
Kia ora koutou katoa, and today we are talking about employment and specifically about annual leave or your holidays, because it's that time of year. People are looking at their holidays sort of plans. What are your rights when it comes to your employment? As always, the show is only general information and your specific circumstances may be different. If you'd like some specific advice, you can give us a call on 0800 529 878. We would like to hear from you, so if you've got anything to share about this show or any of my previous shows, you can post on the Taranaki Community Law Facebook page. You can also find Taranaki Community Law on Instagram, TikTok, and on YouTube. So do look for us there as well. Before we get started talking about annual leave, what it is and how it works, our offices will be closed over the Christmas break. So you will not be able to get legal advice from us over that Christmas period. If you need urgent legal advice, please contact us now. Okay? It's already getting to the pointy end. We will still be seeing clients all the way through up until towards the end of December. But there comes a point where it's really hard to help you because everything is shutting down. So if you do need some legal advice, please do contact us now. Now is the time. Don't wait. Don't wait until December and hope that we can solve a problem then, because it's much, much harder. All right, so annual leave. This is something that as an employee, you are entitled to. You are entitled to 4 weeks of annual leave every year that you work. So the way that it works is that you start a job, and then on your anniversary, a year later, you get 4 weeks of leave that you can then take time off work and get paid for it. 4 weeks is the minimum, so you might get more than that, that's totally fine, but you can't get any less than that. And most employers will actually accrue it. So what that means is that you start working, and after a couple of weeks you get a little bit, like half a day, and after a few more weeks you get another half a day, and there's a whole day off, it's very exciting, and so on and so forth, until by the time you've been there for a year, you'll have accrued all 4 weeks. So many employers do that, but they actually don't have to. They can just wait until you've been at a job for a full year and then just give you 4 weeks in one big go. And then you can use those 4 weeks essentially for the next year to take time off. So either of those options is completely fine. If you leave your job partway through the year, whether it's the first year you've been working or any year, then your employer must pay out however much annual leave you have built up to that point. So if they wait until you've been with them for a full year before they give you those 4 weeks, they still have to give you the built up amount when they pay you out if you leave before then. Okay, so they don't get to kind of hold on to it because they're giving it to you on your anniversary. That's not how it works. So you're entitled to those 4 weeks. And generally speaking, you get to decide when you go on leave and how much leave you take. So your employer should not be preventing you from taking leave. And they shouldn't be saying, hey, that's too much leave, you have to take less or anything like that. Generally speaking, that's the case. There are a couple of little exceptions, but most of the time, if you want leave, then you should be entitled to take it. Often your employer will have some policies about how much notice you have to give them, and that's completely fine. So if they say you have to give 4 weeks' notice before you take any time off, that's fine, you have to do that. If they say 3 weeks, whatever the amount is. But they shouldn't be refusing your leave unless there is a good reason for that. So a good reason might be that you don't have any leave. And so they're like, well, hang on, you don't actually have the leave to take this. There can be a couple of other reasons. For example, if it's an extremely busy time of the year and no staff are able to take leave because everyone is needed, that'd be a good reason, provided that your employer was clear with you that that was going to be the case, so you knew that in advance. Another good reason might be if the other people who do your job are all taking leave at the same time, and then there wouldn't be anybody left in the office or anybody left doing your job. That would be a good reason to decline your leave in that situation. But they're pretty specific kinds of situations. The starting point is that it's your holidays, you're entitled to take it, so you get to decide when you go and how long you go for. Your employer can't say that you have to take less than 2 weeks in a go. That's not okay. But there are a couple of situations in which your employer might be able to dictate to you about your leave. And so the main one of these is what's called an annual shutdown. So break for our first song. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what annual shutdowns are and how this kind of work when it comes to your holidays. And our first song today is by Madonna, and this is Holiday.
We'll be right back.
Hoki mai anō, kia te Law Lady on RTFM, and today we are talking about annual leave, which is to do with your holidays that you get when you are in a job, and specifically when you can take them. So you're entitled to those 4 weeks. Now, they're not 4 full weeks necessarily. It depends on how many weeks, how many days you are working. So if you're working 4 days a week, then you'll be entitled to 4 of those 4-day weeks. As your annual leave. So that would be 16 days in total. If you're working 5 days a week, then it's 20 days in total. Okay, so it does depend on how much you are already working as to what your holidays will be. As well as that, holidays or annual leave, it's really easy to work out if you are working the same days and hours every week. That's no problems. Where you're not, where you're working different hours, or there are times when you're working more days or less days, or you're working on a rostered system, this can be a little bit tricky to work out exactly how much annual leave you are entitled to. And that's on your employer. That's their job to make sure that they are providing you with the right amount of annual leave. And there are a couple of little formulas that they can apply, looking at things like an ordinary working day, you know, like how much you would ordinarily work, etc., etc. If your hours of work are so crazy, or, you know, like so up and down that it's impossible to really work it out, or if you are a casual employee, which kind of should be the same thing really, where your hours are very inconsistent, you can get paid an extra 8% in your wages instead of getting holidays. Now, you don't have to though. So just because you're a casual doesn't automatically mean that you're going to be getting that extra 8% and not building up annual leave. So if you are a casual employee, it's really important that you check your employment agreement to see which of those two options you have. If you are getting the extra 8% in your wages, you should be getting payslips, and those payslips should show you your total wages, and then what that 8% is, and then the total amount you are receiving. So if you're receiving it as part of your pay, it should be easy to figure out where that extra 8% is and how much it is. If you aren't getting that, you're not getting an extra 8% in your wages, even though you are a casual employee, then you should be building up annual leave, which you are actually entitled to take. All right, so even as a casual employee, if you've got annual leave, you are entitled to say, actually, I'm going to be on annual leave for the next little while. You're going to need to pay me for that. That is something that you are entitled to, even as a casual employee, if you are building it up. So do double check which of those two situations you are in. But what about Christmas? It's the time of year, everyone's thinking about it. Many employers do an annual shutdown over the Christmas break. So annual shutdowns are where some or all of the business closes down for a specific time period. It usually happens around the Christmas break, but not always. There are some businesses that will do it at different points in the year. The important thing with an annual shutdown, it's in the word, annual, it can only happen once a year. So you can only have one annual shutdown. Many kind of dairy-related businesses may do the annual shutdown in August, but as long as there's only one of them in a year, then it's totally fine. An annual shutdown where some or all of the business closes is a situation where your employer can require you to take your annual leave in that time period. And that annual shutdown can be quite large. It can be like 4 weeks. And your employer can require you to take all your annual leave over that 4 week period because it's an annual shutdown. So that is one of the situations in which they can require that. Now, if you haven't worked for the business for a full year and you don't have 4 weeks of leave to take, that can leave you in a little bit of a difficult position. So you've got a couple of options. You can take it leave without pay, which means that you don't get paid for some of that shutdown. Or you can ask to have your annual leave paid in advance. Now, your employer can't force you to do that one. They can't make you take your leave in advance. So you have to want to do that. So if you wanted to do that, then they're kind of taking it from the future, essentially, to sort out that yearly shutdown. If you don't want that, your only other option really is what's called leave without pay, which is where you are still on holiday, but you're not getting paid for it. So it can be a tricky situation to be in for employees. So it is important to kind of clarify with your boss if they tell you that you have to take leave over a specific time frame, is it an annual shutdown? Or is there some other reason? The only other time that an employer could require you to take annual leave is where you've got heaps of it built up and your employer has said, look, you've got to take some time off. You tell me when you want that to be. And if you can't come up with a time or whatever together, then I will tell you when that is. But that's reasonably rare. It does have to be quite a lot of built-up annual leave at that point. And if you were saving up all of your annual leave for a specific purpose, for example, you were wanted to go overseas or there was a specific thing you wanted to do and you needed to take a lot of time off for that, whatever that might be, then you should be able to tell your boss, actually, I'm saving it for the specific purpose, and that should be fine. All right, so those are the only real situations in which an employer can force you to take annual leave, and the most common of those is that annual shutdown. And they do often occur over the Christmas break. So our work does close between Christmas and about the middle of January. And so that is an annual shutdown, and we do have to take annual leave over that time frame. There is not an option for us to come in and work over that time frame. So that's how annual shutdowns work. So break for our second song, and when we come back, we'll just kind of wrap up about annual leave. And our second song today is by The Boss. This is by Bruce Springsteen. It is Atlantic City.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of its teeth. Well, now everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Well, I got a job and tried to put my money away, but I got debts that no honest man can. So I drew what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that close city bus. Now, baby, everything dies, honey, that's a bet. And maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, put your hair up, baby, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. It's getting cold, and maybe everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. I've been looking for a job, but it's hard to find. Down here it's just winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of that line. Well, I'm tired of coming out on the
Last night I met this guy and I'm gonna do a little favor for him. Well, I guess everything dies, maybe that's a bet. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. So raise your hair up and nice, kiss yourself up pretty. You meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Hoki mai anō ki te Lawlady on RTFM, and today we have been talking about annual leave and specifically annual shutdowns and how they all kind of fit together. So how do you know how much annual leave or annual holidays you have, particularly if you're kind of accruing a little bit here and a little bit there? The first place to check is actually with your boss. So your boss should know how much annual leave all the employees have. Okay, so if you are an employer, one of the requirements is that you keep records, and obviously you're keeping records about a whole bunch of stuff to do with your employees, and one of the things that you are keeping records of is their annual leave entitlements. And there are good reasons for this, not just so that you can make sure that they take the right amount, but also because that's a liability that your business is carrying. Because if somebody leaves, then you have to pay out all of their unused annual leave. So you want to make sure that you know how much that actually is in case you have to ever have to pay that out when employees leave. So if you are unsure about how much your annual leave is, you can ask your boss. They should be able to tell you. It should not be a difficult process for them to do that, because they should already be keeping those records. As well as that, some employers, as part of your payslips, if you are receiving a payslip from your employer, then that will also set out how much annual leave you have. So that's another way that you can kind of see that. If you ask your employer and that number, that amount doesn't match what you've already got on your payslips, or you're pretty sure it's not right because you know how much leave you've taken and it doesn't quite add up, then again, your first step is to go back to your employer and say, hey, look, I'm not sure if this is correct. Here's how much annual leave I think I have. You know, can you explain to me why I have a lower amount, blah, 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 whatever that might be. If you are still unhappy, or you think that your employer is not giving you the right amount of annual leave, then you can seek some legal advice about that, sort of that process and how to work that out. A good employment lawyer, sometimes you can get employment advocates, they can help you work out how much annual leave you are entitled to. This is also the case if you leave a job and then your employer pays you out and you think, hang on a second, that's not the right amount, that doesn't include my holiday pay. To make applications for holiday pay or you know, like lost wages where your employer hasn't paid you out properly at the end of employment, you actually have quite a long time frame to go back and make those claims. So to raise a personal grievance where your employer has done something wrong, you've got 90 days. But if your employer has not paid you out, you have years to go back and say, hey, that wasn't the right amount of payment. So it's a different time frame around those things. So if you find yourself in that situation and you think that's not the right amount of annual leave, then do seek some advice about what your best options are or how to work that side of it out. If you have any questions about employment law in general or annual leave specifically, you can give Taranaki Community Law a call on 0800 529 878. As I said at the beginning, we will be closed over the Christmas period. So please, if you do want to seek some advice from us, do it now so that we have enough time to try and help you. But as always, this is only general information and your specific circumstances may be different, and it is not meant to replace advice of a lawyer. Otherwise, ka kōrero aho, a te rawa.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.